This is Top Shelf, the KIGHL podcast, our 63rd episode. I'm Mark Berry. This week on Top Shelf, J.P. Desabray of the Grand Forks Border Bruins scored the game-winning goal in Game 1 of the Neil Murdoch Division Final. Emmanuel Sequeira talks with him about the goal and his first full season of junior hockey. Back-to-back hat tricks for Revelstoke Grizzlies forward Ethan Coventry. Pretty cool. He'll join us later in the podcast. But first, the quest for the Tech Cup continues, with Revelstoke advancing to the Okanagan Shuswap Conference Final, knocking off the Storm in four hotly contested games. In the Eddy Mountain Division, Columbia Valley, facing elimination on Thursday, put together an impressive bounce-back game, outscoring Fernie 5-1. The Ghost Riders lead the series heading into Friday, 3-2. In the Neil Murdoch, both Grand Forks and Beaver Valley have demonstrated they can win in the opposing arena. The series is tied at 2 apiece, which shouldn't really come as a surprise to anyone watching this division late in the season. And in the Bill Olhausen Division Finals, the first team to win on home ice may actually take the division. The series is tied at 2, with neither team yet able to take advantage of home ice. North Okanagan and Princeton is a series to watch on the quest to the Tech Cup. Nolan Kelly of North Okanagan is the top scorer in the postseason with 19 points in 11 games. Teammates Gage Perrell and Devin Jameson are next. Amongst active goaltenders, Lewis Adler from Revelstoke has the best goals against at 1-1. He's played in just one game. Nick Kunick from Fernie has 4 wins in 5 games, a .949 save percentage, and a 1.44 goals against average. Connor Stojan and Joseph Kachaslow are next. The Knights have the top power play at almost 26%, followed by the Nighthawks and Posse. J.P. Desabray, well, he's next on Top Shelf.
Ray Warwick had some difficulty receiving the pass, but gets the puck to J.P. Desabray. Desabray fires a shot on the power play, gets the goal for the Border Bruins. Desabray's second of the night.
I'm speaking with J.P. Desabray of the Grand Forks Border Bruins. J.P., welcome to Top Shelf, the KIGHL podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me. It's great to be on this, and I can't wait to get going.
JP, I want to start off with that pretty incredible goal that you scored against Beaver Valley with, 7 seconds left to win a game that looked like it was going into overtime?
Yeah, something like that. I'm pretty sure it was 7 seconds.
Desabray, last few seconds. Desabray cutting in, shoots, he scores!
Wow, what a couple of moves by Desabray! Goes through 3 Nighthawks and puts it in by Connor Stojan with 7.5 seconds left.
Desabray with a backbreaker.
Kind of talk about what you saw to make that happen.
If I'm going to be honest, I took 2 pretty dumb penalties that period, and I got out of the box. I wasn't on the ice, and I was like, oh, man. But then there was 30 seconds left. I got on the ice. Puck was in our zone, and I was like, all right, I just can't get hit. And I went up ice. I scored, and I felt like, you know, the boys killed off a penalty for me, so I did something for them.
What was going through your mind after you pulled off that goal?
Oh, no, overtime. I was like, let's get out of here. But game's over, you know, boys did what we had to today. We got another game tomorrow.
I'm going to share with you. So posted a clip of the goal on the social media and on the Facebook Reels. It had over 12,000 views.
That's a lot.
In the playoffs so far, you have 6 points in 9 games. 5 of them are goals. How do you feel that you've been playing for the team?
I feel like I've been playing well, honestly. I feel like it's been some of my best hockey. I've been scoreless my last 2 games, I think, which honestly is fine. You know, we win yesterday with a big win. We had depth guys that really stepped up, and all the boys were rolling. It was just a good team effort, and I helped on the PK. I had some good shifts, good momentum shifts, and I felt like although I wasn't able to score or help the guys in that way, I did a lot more than just that.
Yeah, because like maybe I'll get to go into that a bit more. How important is it to you to be able to help out the team in other ways if being able to get a goal or an assist doesn't happen?
I think it's really important for me. I can play on the D side of the puck. I can play on the offensive side of the puck. And I feel like it's not just goals and points that really matter in the playoffs. There's a lot more that you can bring to the table. Even regular season for that, you just try and play your best, stay positive, and go with what happens.
But how do you like to play to be effective?
I like to shoot the puck a lot.
Yeah. Is there any player in the NHL that you like watching that you kind of like to, I guess, try things that they do?
I really like Nikita Kucherov. He's really good on the flank, and he's a sneaky passer.
Yeah, I can see. I mean, he's one of the guys I like watching too. And it's just like, yeah. Talk about what was your first season of junior hockey like? And then maybe even like, because what have you noticed the difference even playing in the playoffs?
Well, I'll start with just the junior hockey. It's honestly been great. Grand Forks, although it's like a small town, I actually really love it here. The team's great. All the boys get together, and we're like a family here. It's a great facility, and I like what our coach and Dr. Mark has done with everything we have here. In playoffs, it's honestly a tight game. There's no room for error. You have to be really tedious with what you do. Make sure your pucks get out, pucks get in, and honestly, just work your butt off.
Obviously, you're experiencing the playoffs now, and as you talked about what it's like, the play is like, did you start noticing that like at the tail end of the regular season to help you get ready for that?
Oh, 100%. I felt like second half of the season definitely was different than the first half. I feel like there was more structure in other teams' games. There was fewer mistakes in both teams. And honestly, the game just got faster as each regular season game played on.
So now you guys' series with Beaver Valley is a best of three. What do you anticipate those next games being like?
I'm not too worried. I feel like the next two games will be hard games for sure. But if we play like we played last night, we have everybody going, all four lines we had rolling. If we keep doing that, keep blocking shots and just get some greasy goals, then I feel like we should be fine.
That's JP Desabury of the Grand Forks Border Bruins. JP, thanks for joining us on Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
Great interview. JP played with the Maple Leaf Athletic Club U18 AA side last season, averaging well over 2 points per game. He also affiliated with the Edmonton Mustangs of the Capital Junior Hockey League, earning one goal and three assists in just 7 games. The Huddle NSTAT players of the week were forward Ethan Coventry of the Revelstoke Grizzlies, defenseman Fraser O'Brien of the North Okanagan Knights, and goaltender Connor Stojan from the Beaver Valley Nighthawks. Nolan Kelly from the Knights is the Next Shift Network young gun. Up next, Ethan Coventry from the Revelstoke Grizzlies.
Goretzka over for Coventry. Coventry's got Aston with him. Over to Aston. Back for Coventry. Coventry with a quick shot. Scores! Coventry and Aston. And just like that, a 4-on-4 goal.
I'm speaking with Ethan Coventry of the Revelstoke Grizzlies. Ethan, welcome to Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me.
First off, Ethan, congrats on you and your team winning its series against the Kamloops Storm. What was that like?
It was pretty good. It was obviously nice to get it over in four and get the extra rest, but Kamloops came out pretty hard, and obviously they took us to OT in game three, and last night it was a one-goal game.
Now, you had hat tricks in back-to-back games in that series. Talk about what that was like.
Yeah, it was obviously pretty cool to do that, but three empty net goals. Yeah, it was nice to do that and help out the team and put those pucks in the back of the net to help us come back from those deficits that we had in game one and two and just trying to help out the boys.
Two of them were into empty nets, but, I mean, those are almost full-length shots that you put in.
Yeah, they were from behind our own blue line.
Have you ever recorded back-to-back hat tricks before?
No, I have not.
So obviously that was a bit of a different experience than for you.
It was pretty cool, to be honest with you.
Were the guys joking around with you about it? Like what kinds of things were they saying to you about being able to pull that off?
Yeah, they were obviously making jokes that I scored 3 goals against Philip Watts, but I also scored 3 goals on an empty net, so... There's jokes going around about that.
I guess more importantly, how did you feel that you played in this series for the team?
I thought it was pretty good. Obviously, playing with Daniel Wittenberg and Luke Aston, like those guys both played on this team last year, and they played in this league, and they know what it takes in the playoffs. So having their experience helping me along the way, it's amazing. They show me what to do, and obviously we're going out in key parts of the game, and we're shutting down the other team's top line and feel like we're doing a pretty good job that way and doing what it takes to help the guys win.
How do you like to play?
I like being in the corners, getting the puck, and I like playing a 200-foot game.
So you have 11 points in 8 playoff games after having 24 points in 40 regular season games. What has the playoff experience been like for you?
Been pretty good. It's a tighter game and it's more intense, and obviously the opponents are really tough and they're playing tight games and it's a tight hitting game, and I think that kind of fits into my game, and there's a lot of chirping going around and it just gets me more involved into the game, and I feel like I flow more through the game with people chirping at me and like coming at me, taking runs at me, and I feel like it just helps me get more involved.
What was your first season of junior hockey like? Maybe you talk about some of the, if there's any adversity or just kind of challenges that you face that you were able to get through.
Yeah, there's a few parts in the season. Like we had that 3-game or 4-game losing streak that we went through, and obviously that's pretty hard on a younger team like ours, but we all came together and obviously it's paying off now, and it's good to get those losses over with early in the season and then come to the playoffs and hopefully you don't go through those skids.
What areas do you feel that you've become a better player?
I think in the defensive zone, I've been playing more PK minutes and I feel like it's helping me get my game more complete.
That's Ethan Coventry of the Revelstoke Grizzlies. Ethan, thanks for joining us on Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Thanks for having me out.
Our thanks this week to the KIJHL broadcasters, in particular Bob Lepke, John Coots, and Ben Phillips. KIJHL Director of Communications Emmanuel Sequeira, Revelstoke Grizzly Ethan Coventry, and Grand Forks Border Bruin J.P. Desabray. We'd like to recognize Next Shift Network and Flow Hockey, which brings our players closer to their families and friends back home. I'm Mark Berry. This is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast. We're back in 7 days.